baby. My bitch love Coco.
What are you talking?
Who is it, baby? Roll another one. That shit not bad, bro. I'm trying to tell you. It's all right.
I'm loving it.
I mean, yeah, you fuck with it, right?
I'm loving it.
I'm trying, man.
I can't turn it off.
The only drill, the only drill I listen to, the only drill I listen to is Chief. I fuck with Chief.
You have to.
He jumped on some New York shit, drill too. This shit was
Give it a once over. That's all. Give it a once through. Skip what you're going to skip. Surprisingly.
All I liked from this nigga was, Dior. I'm in all this stuff.
He has five more of those shits.
There's 10 more.
But this shit all sounds the same.
And I can do this.
The shit he got with Quavo, the shit he got with 50 is actually really
that
nice.
That gif of this nigga doing this shit is fucking hilarious.
How else you dance? Is that how you dance a drill?
I guess so.
A little sway? I fuck with it. I did it in the gym. It was getting me crazy.
No, but he was on his way, though. He was about to be, like, huge.
Come on, man.
Hey, I can hit this in the club.
Come on, this shit goes, bro. And it's tunnel vision. When I'm in the field, nigga. If I tell him, like, wait, big pause that. Okay.
They really killed this nigga.
What is it that makes the do-do-do-do-do-do-do? Is that an 808 or like a bass?
No, 808 is the bass. You just got to manipulate it to where it creeps up into
because it's like a little.
It's just that the tempo is fast as fuck.
Yeah,
Jesus, bro. Like whenever like the 808 star, whatever the fuck that it starts doing its thing on those drill beats, it sends the fucking song somewhere else.
It's crazy because he was literally about to take off.
If you listen to the intro, the regular intro that we have for the NWO podcast, mm-hmm. I do that same thing with the 808s. It's just that it's slower. If you speed the tempo up, the BPMs, it's going to sound like that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Man.
That's dope shit.
No, but I'm just telling.
Fire.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Niggas.
Niggas.
Who is Benny B? That's me.
Niggas. We some niggas.
We some niggas. Niggas.
Niggas. N-I-G-G-A-S. 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 Nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin, nigga. Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga.
I swear,
you need a pain, you should get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. You need a pain, get them from these niggas. Come and get them from these niggas. Chris Benny, Ricky, and me. Feeling groovy on this weed, drinking water and some cognac, yeah, and I got my dog back, we in this bitch, we feeling great, you fuck nigga so you can't relate, eliminate you like eliminate, I'm a real nigga, I do not wait, I'm a real nigga so much on my plate. I'm a real nigga and my ego's inflated. X-rated. Yo bitch is elated. Her presence, I grace it. Your face spicy like maced it.
I swear ya.
Hee-ha-ho.
I swear ya.
Skibidi-boo.
Menula.
Hee-ha-ho.
I swear ya.
Sabadaba sweet, ooh, sweet.
I swear ya.
Sabadaba sweet, ooh, sweet.
I swear ya.
Sabadaba sweet, Sabadaba sweet,
Mayula.
Sabadaba sweet, ooh, sweet.
Mayula.
Sabadaba sweet,
I swear ya.
Sabadaba sweet, ooh, sweet.
Mayula. I swear ya.
Sabadaba sweet, ooh, sweet.
Mayula.
Sabadaba sweet, ooh.
Ha ha ha!
The longer you let the beat play, you're just gonna keep going.
What's wrong with
he
that?
Enables the bullshit.
No, but listen, but listen.
I had 18 more shots out of my sleeve.
I personally was enjoying that shit, dog. Low key. That's one of the smoother entrance intros that we've had. Literally.
Is that Charlie Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, a little no, Donald, no, it's Donald Jones.
Too, Donald Jones. Yeah.
Damn it, that's some good scatting right there.
Good shit, good shit.
When you can end with sweet, you scatting, boy. You really scatting.
Sweet and deep. Who's the better scatter, though? Is it going to be Charlie Wilson or Donnell Jones?
You gotta give it to because Charlie did it more than Donnell. Donnell gave it just on one song. It's just an elite one.
Charlie Wilson's ooh wee is unmatched. Oh, man.
I can't believe niggas don't scat no more, bro.
Like the greatest scatter of all time is the nigga Rank or Barrington. What is his name? With Shine?
you go scat to a fucking 808 beat, nigga.
Why not?
I would love to hear it.
We do it every week on NWO podcast.
And everyone laughs at us.
When Mike used to brat that, come on, that shit. That escalated the song.
Are you comparing yourself to Michael Jackson?
I'm just saying scatting is scatting. That's all. Papi papa parabo. It's scatting. All that shit.
Tell you how much that's a dying art. He had the one song. The scat man had the one song.
Could you imagine his label? What the fuck are we thinking? What the fuck are we thinking? All right. His second single is also Scatting. We're fucked.
Yeah, we're his name is Scatman. We have to have an album of Scatting from
I'm
that
the Scatman. The name of the song was I'm the Scatman.
You know, why didn't we look at the rest of the album to see what the fuck was on it?
Why didn't he collab with the... He should have collabed with the... I'm Bloom, Dadum Dadum
Dadum. The Blue Man Group or whatever
Track 2 is going to be Skit Scat. All right.
I make a whole scatting mixtape, nigga. Scat out. Everybody feeling good, though? We feeling great?
Yeah,
feeling
nigga, good, vibing, man. Bro.
We going to let Ben start the show or not?
I mean, we was already on a roll. We were on a roll. I was just going to let it go. No.
We it's believe law, in nigga. Order here, okay? It's law.
We have a process.
Fuck, we're a podcast of order here, goddammit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery, plus
yo.
Ricky the Prince,
yo.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang.
And together, we are the men who make ignorance meet insight.
That's always lovely. That's always nice. That's nice.
Really. The Niggas with Opinions. End of your podcast, bitches.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Vibing, good, bro. Man. Feeling good, man.
Yes,
sir.
Feel groovy.
First thing you did when you woke up today, Ben?
Surprisingly, like, no joke, I got up and I started to clean. It was just one of those days. I got an early start today. I started putting shit away. I started cleaning. Because I feel like it's going to make quarantine and lockdown that much more worse if you have nothing but clutter around you. And after a while, you get tired of seeing that shit. So I started, I cleaned today.
Richard, what you did today?
First thing I did today, I went for a 2-mile run. Felt amazing.
So you woke up, got dressed, walked out the house?
Yeah. Walked out the house to go for my run.
2 miles?
2 miles.
How long it took you?
I loved it.
18 minutes. Yeah, it was 18 minutes. Did I send it to y'all? I usually send it to y'all.
Mile 8 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much. Somewhere around here, it's like a mile. Every 8 minutes was two. Yeah.
Christ, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Felt
Jesus
great.
Jesus Christ.
I have that somewhere.
You know what? I usually do my run. Like, when I send it to you guys, it's usually after my shift towards the end of my day. But doing it, like, in early in the morning is, like, good. Like, it's like good start
running
to the day.
Running at the top or at the end of the day is seconds to none.
Like, I was ready for whatever. Y'all see I was texting the group, like, let it go. Like, let's go now.
No, he wanted to record today.
Like 9 in the morning I was ready, bro. Like, but, yeah, that's how I started my day.
Jesus Christ.
I knew I had it somewhere.
This is those Mexican inmates, right?
Yeah. I had it somewhere.
Jesus Christ. It's because it's Christ.
Christ.
Chris, first thing today.
I went through my dribble basketball routine.
Hold on. I'm sorry. You woke up out of your bed, right? Stretched. Mm-hmm. Found the ball and just begin to dribble?
Nah. Okay. I have like a... So we got a garage where we live now. So I take the car out the garage and then I use the space to like do my workouts. So I developed this like dribbling routine to work on my handle endurance. So I've been doing that a lot lately.
Y'all should be very afraid of a nigga who practiced to be good at something recreational. Y'all should be afraid as fuck. The nigga practicing to have a good time. Y'all should be terrified.
Nobody's going to have a better time.
This nigga's doing drills at home for a good time.
That's fine, but we should literally change the subject before it ventures off to Michael Jordan.
You know where it's going, right?
Where it doesn't belong.
You know where it's going. You know where it's going. Just
please. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for your contribution to basketball.
Let's stop it right here, bro. Can we do that for the people?
Still can't get to the cup on MJ, nigga.
Come on, man.
Fuck you.
Come on.
You can't do it. You can't get to the cup.
All that fucking dribbling you doing, nigga. Michael Jordan, untie your turban and be done with you.
I don't even wear my turban when I'm playing basketball.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't.
It's real.
He tucks it in his jersey. He really doesn't. He tucks his jersey in his jersey. No, real shit.
Who else didn't I ask?
Yourself. Oh, we know what you're about to say.
Oh, boy. Last episode?
You pulled out.
You think I would fall asleep in it? That's ridiculous.
But you said last episode what?
I slid off like three questions.
Yeah, yeah. Because you had space.
We had some bodies in the room, so it was easy for you to finagle.
It was
but
amazing.
Tonight, that's not happening, motherfucker.
I did some great work last episode. Some of my best work on this podcast.
It's amazing to me how you feel like your best work is you sliding from questions.
My best work.
As you ask the questions.
My best work.
My best work.
Sliding on you niggas.
This guy,
dog. Fucking Barbara Walters.
Fucking James Brown over here.
First thing I did, look for my phone. Look for my kid. Go do drugs. I don't do it.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that your answers weren't drugs. For you niggas. Not drugs, but weed.
I smoke afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just have to, I'm sure I have to see what I missed, see where the boy is, and then go do drugs.
There you go.
And then I can start to think about shit.
Top of the morning to you.
You know what? It's like having my coffee. Mm-hmm. Talking to me before the morning joint is really like...
So the joint is your coffee.
Yeah, you should really wait.
It's that's the Folgers in your cup. The Folgers in your cup is the weed.
The best part of waking up is getting fucked up. You should really wait. The best part of waking up
is getting fucked up. T-shirts coming soon. T-shirts will be on the
one
website
of
shortly.
The best jingles ever. You talk about Folgers? No, every day I wake up, I pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up. Come on. The best
part and to be of honest, waking up. That shit did make me jealous because they lived a peaceful life yes. out there in the valleys.
Yes.
In their fucking wood cabin.
The sun was always setting.
Oh my God.
Or rising, rather. Sorry.
That shit never looked like the fucking coffee my mom was drinking. The coffee looked different.
Yeah, it was very different.
Because when my mom drank it, she still wasn't happy.
And what I'm saying, like, after my mom drank her coffee, she was still stressed. She was still very stressed. Still very angry.
It wasn't the best part of her waking up.
No. All I could look forward to after a cup of Folgers is white bliss.
Our abuse.
Best part of waking up.
That's better than the double mint jingle.
Is it better than the Mentos jingle?
That's
it doesn't
what I was
matter
Mentos.
What comes. Fresh goes better with life. Mentos freshness for our life. Nothing gets to you. Staying fresh, staying true. Mentos freshness for our life. Bitch, Mentos freshness. Bitch, Mentos freshness.
Mentos.
Do, do, do. Mentos, the fresh maker. That's solid. That's
is
solid.
The white guy then?
That's solid right there.
Fucking Zach Morris.
I mean, ba da ba 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 is also.
I'm loving it, yeah. Remember he said nigger it up on BET?
Yo, you fucking said I'm loving it like a reflex. That's how good they got you. Like, he didn't know I was going to say this, but I'm loving it. That is marketing, my friend.
So simple.
The best one ever, though, is a South Florida commercial with the fucking, the titty commercial. What was the
Just One Look.
Just One Look is worth a thousand words. Bum-ba-da.
It's a beautiful song.
Opa-laka, Hialeah is the place to go. Opa-laka, Hialeah. Opa-laka, da-da-da-da. Hialeah.
Man, Ben snapping the shit.
Opa-laka, Hialeah is the place to go.
Why are y'all doing this so seriously? I don't get
it.
I've never heard that shit as long as I live here.
200 Empire. Dude.
I remember that. I've heard that one a lot.
Wait, Stanley Steamer.
Stanley Steamer. Tough on dirt.
Channel on carpets.
Yeah.
Burlington Coat Factory.
How's that go?
Jesus, I forgot it. I just had it. Okay, somebody else go. Hurry.
Burger King had one. They would try to make R&B. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. They were trying to tell you like how have it your way.
Yeah,
at Burger King. That shit was crazy. And I'm like, they're literally pandering to black people.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Damn it. Hold on, wait.
Who is it, Burlington?
Burlington Coat Factory sells more than great coats. It's something like that.
Oh, no.
Sells more than great coats.
Oh, no, shit. I do know that mattress giant, when you want that ooh, I feel.
When you come to mattress giant. Okay. When you want that ooh, I feel, you got the best price for that ooh, I feel. Only at mattress giant. Ooh,
I work with robots.
Burlington Coat Factory sells more than great coats.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
I work with machines.
You work with niggas who watch TV all summer.
All day. That's all we did.
I don't understand. I've never heard any of half of those shits. The Burlington Coat Factory, I couldn't remember either. That was crazy.
I remember that one. I just couldn't really think of the words of that shit.
All right, so last episode, or now, I don't even know when the fuck this episode was. Ben, you'll fix that someday.
You were right last episode. Nigga don't care no way you fix this shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. On a prior episode, Chris mentioned, so we were talking about protecting black women and how it can feel as if you're doing all you can do to protect someone, and they can still not feel protected. And Chris suggested that maybe because protection works like love languages do. So in the sense, somebody only understand love in whether they know to receive it. So we figured that protection works the same way. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I asked a group of women to say, hey, if we can put protection into classes like love, so like love languages, like protection languages, what are some categories you can give me some definitions? Mm-hmm. So I want to read you some of the comments that they gave us, because you know, like for example, love languages, it's what was it? Touch, words of affirmation, fucking acts of service. What else is? Goddamn. You guys are pigs. You don't know any of them?
Nobody? Hold on. What did you say already?
The love languages.
Financial?
No.
No. Not those. The real ones.
The love languages.
Affirmation, service, touch. Words of affirmation. Quality
physical
touch.
Quality time.
Physical touch.
Quality time was the last one, I think.
It's five.
It's five. It's one more.
Oh.
Did I say physical touch already?
There's a listener touch. Screaming at us right now.
I have my phone right here. Pull it off. We are not doing our job.
We're going to be pissed.
Acts of service?
No, we said that. Acts of service, physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time.
There's one more.
Giving gifts. You know why? You know why we couldn't remember giving gifts? You know why we couldn't remember
pieces
that?
We're shitty. We are shitty guys.
Pieces of shit.
None of our women are.
So yeah, so essentially, shit. These love languages are how people show and understand love, right?
Right.
So you could be giving somebody gifts, but if they're a words of affirmation person, it doesn't work the same way for them.
Correct.
So you can give all the gifts you want, but if you're not saying I love you, if you're not saying how you feel, it doesn't count. Right. So I just want to read off some of the input that I got here for protection. So I got here, emotional protection is important. And it's the freedom to be myself, peace of mind. Someone who knows that pouring into me is as equal and important as pouring into himself. Physical protection. Need to know that my man or the men around me are going to not only see that I'm in danger, but shield me from it. Not put us in positions to be harmed, quick-tempered, quick-to-fight-strangers type of scenarios. Financial protection. I want to have your babies, love on them, and give them all of your world. I'll give them all the world, but I can't do that and work at the same time. Will you be able to keep us protected, a roof over our heads, and stress out of my chest without worrying about what can be done if I'm unable to assist? Mental protection. Don't have me thinking you out here doing me like that, quote unquote, because I want to be a full woman to you. The more my mental is protected, the more I'm able to be everything I planned and hoped and dreamed of being to you and our children. Ooh, right?
Yeah.
So, but she's making it seem as if she can only do these things if she's protected in all of these categories. Because, you know, historically, protection has meant niggas who pay for shit and know how to fight.
Okay, so, I mean, I feel like she identified the areas in which you may need protecting. But in terms of, like, giving us a how-to, I'm not hearing a how-to do these things. Like, all right, that's where you need it done. But how do you see that? Because, all right, if my, like you say, if I view protecting you as doing one thing and you looking at it as something else, then I'm not meeting your needs.
Okay, so, like, when I'm looking at, for example, when I'm looking at mental, because when I read that, what I read is essentially, even if I'm paying for everything, right, and I'm strong guy, I can protect her, right. It almost feels as if
you could fight.
If right, I could fight. But in the event that like a little bitch leave a comment under my page, like she still feels unsafe because like I don't make her feel safe. In that arena, like if I haven't protected her in that arena, like if I haven't been faithful, I haven't protected her mind and her feelings, you understand? Then,
because at the end of the day, you can't control nobody else. Like if some outside entity wants to come in and say something, you don't have no control over that. But
no. I'm not talking about the comment. I'm talking about if I have a history, what the comment can make her feel like. So it's like, because if there's no history, the comment don't mean shit.
Even more shit you can't control. History? What can you do about that right now?
History count.
Yeah, but what can you do about it now? You don't have no control over that.
All I'm saying is, nigga, like, if the history's bad and she hasn't felt protected.
You can't, people with history and who they are in the present is different.
You gotta be held accountable, bro.
Yep. I'm not saying no, but at the end of the day, you can't do nothing about the past.
You got to be held accountable. That shit just not going to slide because you did it yesterday.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think like when we think of the love language thing, I don't think we ever think about the protection language. Like, I think men only identify protection as if a nigga ever try my girl, I'm going to beat that nigga ass. I think that's what we think of when there's more layers to it than that.
That mental one, that's
spiritual, deep. Mental. I think there's a lot of layers to this shit, bro. Like, man,
they didn't deep dive into the spiritual one because I'm trying to understand that more.
There was one girl said, "I feel well, not one girl." Takiyah Brown said, "I feel mental protection is the foundation. If you can't provide me with peace and assure that that my mental is a priority to you, then none of the others matter." Jesus.
I mean,
she says, for me, emotional. I need him to understand what I've been through as a child and people who have molested me and support me through the healing process. Mental. The action is caused by trauma, so some days are harder than others.
That is a form of protection.
Being that patience.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but us as men, we would never think to identify that as protection.
Because the thing is, protection makes someone feel safe. Mm-hmm. So then the thing is, if things like this make her feel safe,
correct,
then that's what she views as protection.
Correct.
Like, so it's like, if you being patient with her through trauma makes her feel safe, then how could she not view that as a means
of
protection?
An example of that would be, maybe there's a period of time where we as a man, like, you're trying to initiate sex and she's not feeling it because she's having one of her bad days. So you, in that sense, would protecting her would be like understanding that this is not a good time for her. She's not feeling it in that moment because of whatever she's been through. That could be a sense of protection where, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, as a man, like, sometimes, like, I don't think we would ever go to that. I think our thing would be like, damn, why she want to fuck? Like, she cheating on me? Cheating on me? Like,
and that's my problem. Like, I feel like they said, they listed a lot of things that we can sit here and continue to, like, you know, make our stances on what they mean, but they didn't really give us a, all right, in order for you to protect my emotions, I need this from you.
Okay, here's what I see here.
Well, she did say, feel like you can pour into me, but what does that look like? A lot of niggas never, like, we've never seen that.
I mean, well, I think she can only speak generally because I think pouring into me can vary depending on the woman.
It's a very broad thing.
Like,
pouring into a woman could be listening to her.
Because, and depending on what your specific woman needs,
yeah,
I think that's what pouring can vary.
So they got to be very specific about their needs.
Your specific woman.
And I also think, like, pouring into a woman, too, is also catering to her love language. Her love language. I think that could be a form of pouring into your woman. Like, if you know she likes certain things, you kind of, like, make Definitely. Sure she's taken care of in that sense, in that regard.
I'm seeing another one that says, honestly, all of these are something that I would need in my spouse. But if I only had to pick two or a priority... Emotional protection, make me feel like I'm the only one you desire, speak to my love language, and mental protection. Don't hold back from me. Be able to hold productive, meaningful conversation. Stimulate and challenge my mental.
That's interesting, though, that that you ended up asking the woman that gave you those, but what does it look like for men as far as protection?
Nigga,
you want to go ahead?
That's not part of the gig, bro.
Black male
protection? Their job to protect, it's not their job to protect us. That's never been part of the gig.
No one protects us, man.
I think it is part of their job, bro. Nah. I think we protect each other.
I would love to see it.
I don't think we realize when they're protecting us. I think that's part of the problem. We're not realizing, and that's part of their frustration. We may not be realizing when they are actually protecting us in a lot of ways.
You might be cooking. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. I don't think they can ask for these things. And we can give that to them without us looking for those things in return.
Okay, so wait. Her saying things or her not saying things to protect your ego or to avoid crushing your ego.
That's protection.
Is that protection?
That's protection. Hey. A lot of women have the wherewithal to know, this is the man that I'm dating and his ego is a big thing. So I know not to even go there with him because that's going to, like, that can be catastrophic for me or for us. I'm not even gonna go there. Like, I can still deal with him and without even having to go there with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a form of protection.
Man, women are smart.
We're not. You know what I'm saying? That's a form of protection. That's what I'm saying. We don't want to talk about it, but it's happening. We can't just talk about the women's perspective and be guys and not talk about our perspective of what protection may look like or feel like. I feel like.
That's interesting. I ain't never thought about, like, nigga being protected. I never thought about needing protection.
Remember when Molly was on here going crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Because in her heart of hearts, she feel like they are providing protection where they feel like they're not getting. That's part of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you have to look at it in totality. Not just in, I'm big, strong, vegan man, and I will protect you from any man who comes forth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
one nigga here,
I'm a big, brawling guy who goes to the gym and runs too much. Like, no, that's okay, cool, nigga. Like, you can fight this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the only protection I need. Because when it comes to it, too, like, I feel like Mike could beat a lot of these niggas' asses on a one-on-one fade. Like, whatever. That's cool. But there's other types of protection. Like, how you protecting me spiritually, my nigga? How you protecting me financially, my nigga? Like, there's other forms of protection.
Hey, Rick just says old lady could beat y'all niggas ass on the one on one.
I got money on mine when it comes to a lot of these fucking Tekashi niggas, man. I got my money on her any day. What's up? Ashley? What's up? Nigga, you listen? I don't give a fuck.
Nah, definitely. All money in on that accident.
All right.
The motherfucker that want to challenge Ashley, man.
These women are different today. These are not our grandmothers. Not saying they were soft, but it's some women out here that are punching your shit. You know what I'm saying? Period. So, like, you can't equate a man's protection with brawn. Nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's other layers to that shit, just like it is with them. Yeah, love language, protection language. It's a beautiful conversation, but we just got to be mindful of, you know, both of that, both aspects.
Yeah, because it's only niggas here right now.
And correct.
The whole thing of, I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, if, I think the most important thing about it is communication, because you got to have some sort of, like, you got to be comfortable with people to communicate with them. Mm-hmm. So if you don't feel protected, then how are you communicating? How are you in such a long relationship if you don't feel protected enough to communicate?
And what's your partner's definition of protection? Is protection the partner's definition for protection is, oh, me keeping this from you to protect your feelings? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think so.
I'm saying, but those are questions you have to ask. Like, what's your definition of protection? Like, what do you view protection as? Like, for me, the first thing I hear about when you brought that up was physical protection. Just like, would I protect her? What I'm willing to do to protect her livelihood, her safety.
As long as you make sure the almond milk doesn't run out, I feel protected as fuck.
This nigga. No, but that's a bar. That's a bar.
Imagine you never out of almond. You never poured a bowl of cereal and was out of milk in your life. That means something.
You wouldn't know as a married nigga.
Almond milk is trash.
That's just amazing. You're right. Hemp milk is the wave.
You're right. Hard pivot. How should society view a man who willingly chooses not to be in the kids' life, not to be in the lives of kids he didn't want?
Okay. And I hate to do this. So how a man view
life? No, how should society view a man that chooses not to be in the lives of children that he never wanted in the first place?
Protect this man.
So before I answer this question, I'm going to ask this. And this to answer this question, did you want the kids you have? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you realistically go into the game saying, yeah, I want this kid and have this kid? What does that look like?
Like,
what I'm saying is when Maya got pregnant, I didn't go in saying, let's have kids. Like, I didn't necessarily say I want to have kids today.
Okay. True. And okay, for example, with my son's mother, I never had the abortion conversation.
Right.
Me too. That was never a conversation.
Correct.
You understand? So it's like I never expressed a desire not to want to have this kid. I never expressed desire not to want to be involved.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay, so then that answers my question.
Yeah, so you can say that, yeah, we definitely wanted this kid.
Okay, so that answers my question. So
once again, how should society view a man that chooses not to be involved with children that he never wanted in the first place?
I'm going to judge the man based on how he treats the kid. Like, are you there? Like, whether you want the kid or not, the kid is here.
Okay, right.
I feel like as a man,
but he's not in the kid's life. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
But the fact, if he's not in the kid's life, to me, like, I can't call you a man. Like, you can't have a kid out here, and you're not doing your duties as a man to raise that kid. Whether you wanted the kid or not, the kid is here. That don't change nothing, bro. Like, you didn't want the kid, but the kid is here now. I feel like as a man, you have to get over that shit and raise this child. Period. That's just my views on it. And it's, so I don't think I'll ever change that.
What about the people? Like, people have abortions when they don't want children. People abandon children. People put children up for adoption.
Not every woman wants the abortion. That's what I'm saying. So
what I'm saying is many of those other things aren't as, like, criminalized as something like that.
I mean,
the father that doesn't want anything to do with the kid that was from, like, a one-night stand or she stole the sperm out the condom from an athlete. Like, the D Wade situation.
I understand it, but so what I'm saying is, okay, that's an unfortunate situation. But why should the kid have to be penalized, you know what I'm saying, without a father?
Okay, so, like, somebody like D-Wade, for example, or like Carmelo, like, one mm-hmm. can assume they definitely don't want to be involved in that kid's life.
They got trapped.
But those niggas definitely foot the bill. Are those niggas men?
They're men only because not only they foot the bill, there's a lot of shit that's going on behind the scenes that we don't see.
Okay, but let's just say if they chose, fuck that baby, here's the money.
That's better than nothing at all. That's better than nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? At least the kid is provided for in some way or form or fashion. I'd prefer you to be in the kid's life because that can shape or mold.
Those are just very different circumstances because them niggas can afford it.
Right.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, I agree. So, yeah, like.
What about a nigga that can't afford it? What about a regular Joe Schmo?
Bro, I feel like to me, again, I don't want to be the only nigga speaking about it, but
it's your turn. That's all.
My personal belief is, okay, let's say you fuck a girl.
Yeah.
One night stand. The okay. girl get pregnant. She some way somehow hits you and be like, yo, I ended up getting pregnant tonight. I'm keeping the baby. Like, wow. at that point, you're like, damn, I fucked up. Like, I would say to her, maybe you shouldn't. It's not going to be the best scenario for the, like Lawrence did on Insecure.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the best scenario. Oh, my scenario.
God. Okay. So, right. So, if Lawrence says, hey, I don't want nothing to do with this shit, bro.
I agree with him. I think when she told him, he told her exactly how he felt. He didn't lead her wrong. He said, yo, I don't want nothing to do with it. I think you should have an abortion, period. Because I've moved on. It's not going to be a good situation to bring a baby in to this situation.
They went into that situation knowing that she herself didn't want children.
So now, if Lawrence has nothing to do with this baby, then he's not a man.
He's a piece of shit to me.
Okay.
So, but also, you got to understand as well. Nigga, you fucking this woman raw, bro. Like, you fucking her raw. Like, I don't care what she says to you. You fucking her raw. So you know at the back of your mind, there's a good chance girl could get pregnant. Like, this is the game we play, fellas.
You used the word earlier.
This is the game we play.
Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the accountability you take mm-hmm. when you go raw.
Mm-hmm. Period. You going raw. So you cannot be mad at the woman who decides, hey, I don't want
to
do this.
If you go raw and she decides to keep the baby, nigga.
And then what's the girl Lawrence dating? What's her name again?
Can't be no bitch.
I forgot her name. But she said to him, she said, hey, you can be involved. You don't have to be involved. You know what I'm saying? But his whole thing was like, he knows deep down inside, like, yo, if I'm not involved, I'm a piece of shit. So you decide to keep the baby, I have to be involved. Like, that's just my stance on it. In my days of reckoning, bro, I knew what the games I was playing. If a girl gets pregnant, I got to be involved, bro.
Condola. I was about to say
he saw all that ass. He was like, bro, like he was skiing in that bitch, bro. Like, period. He was dating her.
You gotta rake her Ruth, bro.
Got to.
No,
I didn't mean to say got to. When I thought of Carrie Crew. No, don't do that. He was joking. It was a lapse in judgment, guys.
That little check-in shit that you be doing fucked you up that time, nigga.
Guys, NWO joke, man. Please, surgery. Surgery on this here episode. The Ray Caru shit gotta go. Jesus Christ. Don't listen to this Haitian.
Oh, God.
But yeah, man. Like, that's just how I don't know. How you niggas feel about this situation?
You know me, bro. I think it's cool. Honest to God. If you tell her
right now, you at the height of coming to America. Y'all niggas torn. Y'all motherfuckers go to backwoods Milwaukee. It's a slow night. And some joint pull up on you like, yo, bomb. You hit it, get her and find out she's pregnant weeks later. How you feeling?
I'm gonna tell you like this, right?
She from backwoods Milwaukee.
You ain't have to give me. It could be so much simpler than that. It could be so much easier than that. I will tell her that I don't want this shit. Kill it. Murder it. Kill it. Now, if she happens to tell me that, hey, I'm going to do this shit whether or not you wanted to, and you don't have to do anything, I'm taking her up on that fucking offer. Fuck you and that baby. Are you crazy? I mean, like, what? I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're going to do the paperwork, then I guess if I'm paying for the kid, I might as well fucking see it. But if you, but if you're gonna let me off, if I don't have to pay for this kid, because I never wanted him in the fucking first place. So if you're telling me, nah, go live your life. This is me. I'm taking you up on the offer. And I don't think, and Ricky views me as less of a man. I'll be that. Absolutely. I will be half a man.
Half man, half amazing.
Half man, half amazing. Yeah, as long as you show up every fucking Monday for a podcast recording, I don't give a fuck
half
what
man,
you do.
Half man, half amazing.
Fuck that kid, nigga.
We're not
going to
do it. No.
Half man, half amazing. I so me it's like if you know, like if Lawrence decided to fucking go to San Francisco and live his best life, I don't call him a piece of shit for it. You see, I told you, a bitch ass, my dude, get this pussy nigga ventilator.
Go ahead, Ben. What you think?
No, I'm just laughing at what this nigga said, dog.
If sorry. I pay for a kid, I might as well see it.
Right.
It's the truth. Right.
I can't fall for that.
I'm not going to pay for the kids and never see them.
Half man, half amazing.
That's fucking stupid. That was Chris, by the way.
Half man, half a deadbeat.
Period. That's a good title. You're half a man, you're half a deadbeat, bro. Like, I missed the other title you guys thought of, but that's definitely one.
Ben, how do we view a man who willfully chooses not to be involved in the lives of children that he did not want?
I honestly... I can't see that person as being a man only because, you know, the child is the innocent party here. Mm-hmm. And who's to say that we're each one of us is making the right decision here? There's another life. There's another life at balance here. There's another broken motherfucker that can end up being born into the world without their own consent, to be honest. And I don't think that person, that potential life has to suffer for the poor ass decisions that me and the mother and the child make.
Poor. I just want to say that I'm calling Cap. I know Plus Daddy, I know Alan the father. I don't believe what he says. I'm not falling for it. I know him as a father. I just don't see you doing
you
that. Do it.
You know me as you a father of a kid that I want. Okay? You fucked up. When I had this boy, me and his mother were in love. I had plans on marrying her. He was born at the right place at the right time. That's all. Because many of his brothers and sisters have not seen the light of fucking day.
The question did say a kid that you don't want. So, yeah, I guess you don't want the kid. So she tells you, hey, man.
Anybody walk right here with a Pierre Lewis was one that I wanted.
He said they haven't seen the light of day. What is wrong with this nigga, bro?
What are you talking about?
I hope Ben knows. He has to literally go into surgery. I hope he understands that. There'll be no
where
end
am
to
I
be
right? Yeah,
no. If we let this guy go. Fucking guy, though.
Yeah, you should remove all of it. None of that's going to be good for me.
Some way, somehow.
None of it's going to be good for me.
Plus, he's going to go on this huge tour one day, right? This is a big Netflix. Netflix is going to offer him a deal. And some girl out of fucking Wyoming is going to pull episode 43 and say, hey, what about when he said this? Some random person that we never heard of.
I'm gonna have to stand testimony for this, all of this.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna have to be made accountable for every episode.
By that time, man, you'll just be able to do a IG live about it.
Wait.
You guys go to the group chat, please. Please go now.
None of that's gonna be good for me. None of it.
Yo, all right. I think everybody answered.
Yeah,
guys. I know where you guys are going tonight. It's Ben's fault. He brought Kavashi in here, knowing the vibes.
Got me talking tough.
Jesus.
Whew. Talking spicy.
Oh my God, you guys are fucking.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not cap at all. There's no cap in my rap.
No, I take that back. I was wrong. There's no cap. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I know how I was acting during those scares. Because in those scares, I was saying to myself, bitch, you on your own. I was saying that to myself during those scares.
But that's the thing. Like, if she chooses, because she has the right to...
No, she'll for sure.
Petition you for a test.
Absolutely.
And petition you for some support. And once she does that, what... What are your options then? Tough guy? What are your options then?
Yeah, you better father the year, nigga.
Because, bro, I've read some of those back page stories.
Oh, they're not fun.
Some of those niggas went to jail for not having
enough
support stories.
Niggas' NFL careers have gotten ended because of shit like that. Like, promising careers.
Or it's like the crazy shit where, like, niggas get child support settlements when they shit booming.
Yeah.
And then the money slow up.
Yeah.
Mm. And then now niggas are up shit's creek.
They hit them when the money is not the same.
You got this child support settlement where you were just the contract after your rookie contract.
Yes. So you got the max contract.
Now you got the busted ACL.
So now the contract's up. You're fucking a sixth man on the bench. You're barely getting any PT. And now you got the 1 year not guaranteed contract. And then you got this fucking settlement for $23 million.
And you can't see a judge for another 6 months. What are you going to do?
And coronavirus. Fuck.
Clorox. Let me drink some of that. Let me have a shot of Clorox.
A shot of Clorox. A
shot of Clorox. That's a good title.
Chris, did you answer?
Like, what was the question?
How do we view a man that willfully chooses not to be involved in the lives of kids he didn't want?
I mean, like I say, I feel like it should be the same stance we take on people who abandon children in general. You know what I mean? Like, man or woman. I feel like they try to criminalize men harshly for it, but women do it too.
All right, so you're saying like women...
Some women will keep a child and emotionally abandon the child, but keep the child with them.
So you're saying that like people that leave their kids at fire stations and like give them up for adoption, well, people don't look at those women like pieces of shit.
Because they don't have you're not trying to go... You do it in a secret type of thing, you know what I'm saying? So because it's in secret, nobody don't really see it happening, so it's not really talked about. So it's not like it doesn't happen. People abandon children all the time. I think that same stance should be taken on any man that takes it upon himself to have consensual intercourse unprotected. And should that lead to a baby, if you're not going to step up and be there for that human being, for that next person, even just introduce them to shit. Like, you brought this person here and you're not going to tell them about shit? You know how life go. You done been here long enough. You done been through all your bullshit. And you really just going to let somebody come in blind? I think that's fucked up.
I hear fending for their motherfucking self.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's okay. No, I feel that. Mm-hmm. Call me insane. Call me nuts.
I feel that.
Speaking of poor ass decisions, apart from shit like life is short, what other mantras do you say right before you make bad decisions, Ricky?
YOLO.
Are you really one of those niggas?
Yeah. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I got one life to live, man. Fuck this shit. Fuck it.
I definitely always say, you know what? I work hard. I deserve this.
You're one of those work hard, play hard niggas?
Yeah. Like, you know what? I deserve this.
Yeah, you deserve this. Yeah.
I did this today.
Yeah. I mean.
Typically always wrong, but
yeah,
that's what I tell myself. Facts. That's what I tell to push myself.
To give myself that push when I'm on teetering on the fence. Like, man, fuck it. YOLO, nigga. Like, literally, I only live once. When am I going to get this opportunity again?
Because I watch myself jump right over my weed budget every month. I look at it and then hop right over it every month.
So many times where like you're like, damn, should I buy this? Should I not buy this? Should I pay for this? Like, you know what? Fuck it. This is like not a bad deal. I ain't gonna get this opportunity again. Fuck it. Give it to me. I want it. I'm gonna do it.
You see, sound like you're a fucking guy. You just said fuck it three times.
Yeah.
Sound like fuck
I'm that
it
guy.
It's right fuck before it. You say when you make a bad decision.
That's what I say. Literally, fuck it.
That's not good.
Plenty of nights I shot my dick on the crap tables and said,
fuck it.
I'll take the fall.
I work hard. Fuck that shit.
I'll take the fucking ball.
Snake eyes.
It's NWO, nigga. Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. You think I caught you strolling, man? Huh? You think I caught you? Hey, Ben saw me see him scrolling through the internet. He put his phone down like a fucking student in class.
Face down.
And now,
face down.
And now he's looking at us trying to catch the vibes of what the questions is.
Yeah, nigga.
He's looking face for vibes.
Down. He's a criminal. Face down, nigga. Come on, man. I ain't defense.
Chris lectures about how we look on camera.
Yeah.
I call him minstrel. Doubt is going to give me a reason about what he was doing for the podcast. I was looking for subjects. Go ahead, tell me a lie.
Lie to me, Dan.
They go, please mask me to Molly Cross.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I gave him another one.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Nigga strolling.
This fucking guy, dog. Niggas over there vibing, bro.
It's still my birthday, man. Fuck this. What's up?
Hey, right.
Happy birthday to Plus M and Ben.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, nigga's birthday. Cat's ass. Nigga.
Niggas old as fuck,
yeah,
bro.
Real shit. I ain't gonna let Ben slide on the question, but yeah, niggas is old.
Come on.
Niggas is old.
Ben, you remember the question? Oh, he pulled the list out. Smooth motherfucker.
A mantra that I always remember comes from my big brother. I was in elementary school. I had to have been in the third grade. He walked me home from school one day. I was going over to his place until my mom came to pick me up off of work. Fresh off of the fucking playground, he drops this bomb on me. He looks at me. He was like, yo, bro, always expect the unexpected. And I'm a child in elementary school, but I will never forget those words. Until this day, I still go into any situation thinking about the best possible outcome and the very worst possible outcome that's going to piss me off and make me the most upset. Because if it happens, I go into it with somewhat of an educational decision.
That is a Sam-like mantra. That reminds me of one other mantra that I lived by prior to meeting Maya that I passed down to all these niggas. And I was in the sixth grade. My cousin Paul, my big cousin, he kind of, you know, led me through the waters when it came to women. I was in the sixth grade, and I will never forget this shit. We were playing NBA Live. He stopped the game. He looked at me and Bill. He said, I need y'all niggas to understand. He was older, and he's like, don't fall victim to the game. You will never fall victim to the game if you remember this. These hoes are for everyone. Said that to us, and I'll never forget me and Bill looked at you like, damn. And I could honestly say that I never fell victim to that because I always remembered, like, in the back of my mind when some shit happened, I always heard his voice saying that shit. He said it to me once, but I've heard it in my head literally 1,000 times.
Knowing what you know, living the life you've lived, these hoes are for everyone.
It is.
Wait. Is that advice? Two questions. How do you think that advice has made you move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that shit you would give to your kid?
Yes. So this is how it made me move.
Talk to me.
When he said these hoes are for everyone, mm-hmm. It let me know that you don't trip on something that was never yours to begin with. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was viewed it. Then as I got older, I started to see that, yo, like, this is something I could have potentially, like, thought was for me, but really was for the streets. And then as you maneuver through the waters and you dibble and dabble here and there, you start to see, okay, this girl moves this way, that girl moves that way. She's for everybody, she's not. This is what he was talking about. So many niggas get caught up with Delilahs. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's for everybody, bro. Like, this ain't a girl you're supposed to be giving up everything for, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's for everybody. Now look at you. You blind, you got no hair, and you're dead now. That's how I always viewed that shit. So
you get in Beijing.
They already live longer than us anyway.
Exactly, bro. Like, I never, like, I would literally go into situations and hear that voice. These hoes is for everybody. And I would remember, like, damn, I did see you move kind of suspect. Nah, I'm good. I'm chilling. I know where to put you. I know exactly how to place you, what category to place you in. I would tell you niggas, like, oh, don't be crying.
That goes hand in hand with expecting the unexpected.
Oh, it does. Because
the expected thing would be for her to love you when she says, oh, you the only one I fuck with. Oh, I love you. There's nobody else but you. But the unexpected thing would for her to do the very opposite of what she just stated. So just always expect the unexpected. If it happens, you already know how to move accordingly. if you're already expecting the thing that you don't want.
You know what I have? Let me tell you what memory I have. I have a memory of being like seven or eight, right? My auntie was going to Central, fucking bad bitch in her day, right? She would have a bunch of high school niggas come to the crib and drop off food. And, like, niggas would call. I would tell these niggas rehearsed lies for my aunties just to keep her schedule right. That's how she had her shit running. I remember one day she had one nigga bring some food to the house. And then she had a nigga, like clockwork, bringing some other shit to the food. First nigga didn't leave in time. Both of the niggas were out there, and they were fighting. And she closed the door on them both. And she's in, and like, and we're inside, and all of us eating this chicken, like, we vibing. My mother's working her fucking 3 to 11 shift. I has no idea. And these two niggas outside fighting. And I just remember knowing at seven, I can never be one of those guys. I remember knowing
makes sense.
As a kid, from a child, that nigga.
I can't be him.
The bring food to the crib and fight for your life. I can.
You was the secretary, man. Remember what
I was the secretary of the brothel. I knew what was going on.
Ben, remember what I told you?
You grubbing.
A little bit. I'm feasting.
Ben, remember what I told you? I remember telling the Ben, I said, one thing we will never be in this house is the food niggas.
No.
I said that to this nigga one day. Because I remember one time I was dealing with a chick. I said on the podcast before, she had the food nigga, she had this side nigga. Like, she had categories for what she placed nigga. I said, Ben, I ran to the nigga room. I said, Ben, one thing we will never be is the food niggas. We not going to be that guy.
I've been tried like that before.
Don't get me wrong,
not
going
to be that guy.
Like, no, I'm not going there. Fuck it. No.
You've been a nigga. Like, no, what you're going to say is you've been a nigga who's provided food for a scenario where you're going to win
that. I was like, I've never bought food. I've bought food. But yeah. I don't want to be the food nigga.
You've bought necessary vices for a scenario that required said vices.
No, that's not
a food nigga.
Even if you send somebody 25-30 lunch on me, or you send somebody an Uber as a gesture, dope. But I don't want to be the nigga you only text when you're hungry.
That's the difference. If I'm actively fucking you when I want, how I want, and I send you $20 for lunch, that's not a food nigga. The food nigga is you are the literal food nigga. You're feeding Ben and friends. And you don't know, but you are feeding Rick and company.
Your shit don't never leave your pants.
Ben, how many nights was dinner served to you? You didn't ask a fucking question. Provided by the food nigga.
Pizzas and shit.
And vice versa. Happened for you, happened for me, happened, like, we've been in those situations.
She in the house chilling, and she there for you, but she kicking it with everybody. And then we all talk about, how we hungry. And she like, all right, I got you.
She ain't spent a dollar. Yeah, man, boys, please. We eating tonight. Good tonight, fellas. Pizza and wings.
Niggas been
Taco
Uber Eats.
Remember Taco Tuesdays?
Yes.
Man, all right.
Them niggas been Uber Eats and Grubhub. Right. They've been
tacos
that
every Tuesday, and now one of us got a fucking commitment amongst the three of us.
Nope.
Change the subject before we get in trouble, fellas.
All right.
Too much reminiscing, fellas.
Them the same niggas that open Grubhub and Uber Eats.
That's how the shit happens, bro. Real shit.
Because they've been doing that shit.
Real shit.
Tacos is busting though.
Yeah. My bad, bro. Fuck yeah. Hey, if somebody sends you money on Apple Pay, what the fuck? How do you get it?
You just use it on Apple
You have to have it connected
to your bank account. It goes to your bank account.
Okay.
You got an Apple card on your phone there. You should just.
Oh, okay. You can use that more. Okay. I'll use it for Amazon or some shit then. Perfection. All right. Have I ever spoken about what age should children have social media? I was watching The Shy, and they did this shit where, like, the kids have some shit called Insta and then Finsta. So it was like the real account helped them log into a secondary account where they could hide and show, like, their real pictures. And I don't know if it was fake or not, but
I remember
of course,
some shit like that about going on. Mm-hmm.
Something like this could absolutely exist.
It was going on that one time already when Instagram first, like, originally came out. Before the FBI took over.
You are a barrel of conspiracies. Talk to me. Because he said it like it's some shit we all supposed to know about already. Like, you remember when the FBI took over Instagram? You remember? Like, we don't remember this. We don't get the same news updates you do, apparently.
Oh, what the shit.
Nigga, the FBI The FBI owns Facebook and Instagram.
Why?
That's what it stands for. Facebook, Instagram, FBI.
They on Facebook.
We can't entertain this nigga.
Dog. We have to, bro.
Just said. The FBI has had the FBI name before Facebook and Instagram. But he's still telling you.
Let me tell you my own.
But that's exactly how you got Facebook and Instagram, because the initials is FBI, well, nigga.
Let me tell you why I have an issue with niggas who believe conspiracies like this. I don't know why the most evil niggas in the world would leave breadcrumbs. Like cute, why they would leave cute words for us to find?
Yeah, why would they leave a trail for us to find? Maybe
of adorable words.
Yeah, to maybe put the numbers, pieces together.
Like, you think I'm an evil and the Riddler? You think I'm going to leave you quizzes?
Come on, didn't allow niggas to create YouTube videos.
If I'm robbing and stealing from you, idiots, I'm not giving you nothing.
Like, you ever saw the Tupac 7-day theory? It's great math.
It's but amazing math.
Who's this murderous mathematician that put this shit together? On, the nigga's a murderer and a fucking algebra teacher? What the fuck is this?
Bro, they have a legit math equation for Michael Jackson's death. When you're looking at it, it's like, oh, shit. But then when you start to think about, like, why would they leave me these fucking breadcrumbs 11 years later to figure it out? Because, like, that's the culprit.
That's what's confusing. Confusing is they put math in your face. And, yeah, you can make math make sense. I know the numbers equal the numbers. Come on, but why?
Bro, they did. He died June 25th. So they did a 6/25 math equation that, guys, I'm telling you, you gotta YouTube this shit. This shit makes the most perfect sense in the world.
Why would we allow you to be the person to get the information, dog? You've never even had
my dumb ass
before.
Spent 11 months on YouTube.
You probably live in the basement somewhere. You've never had.
Bro, I spent 11 months on YouTube.
I cannot trust you.
Going down this rabbit hole, figuring out math, and I came up with their answer. I'm like, okay, now I lost a year of my life, but for what? Why would they leave this from here?
Fucking math.
Fuck out of here, man. nigga was high, nigga. He died. That's it. Fuck it. Nigga got a little too high.
That's all.
Fucking heart stopped on his old ass, nigga. Got that moonwalking, nigga.
Yeah, but how old? When are you going to let your kids have socials, Rick?
Say it again.
When are you going to let your kids have socials?
I say 10 years old is a good age. I'll let Malia have social media at 10 years old. Only she's different. Maybe Aria no, but Malia. Malia's a little more mature. Malia's a little more trustworthy. Like, just based on how I'm viewing them at their age and how they behave, Malia's more so like, whatever. Like, yeah, like, I'll post pictures. Like, I feel like I could trust her a little bit more. Aria's a little, she's a little wild, bro. I don't know. I don't think she'll be responsible with social media like how Malia. I think Malia will be like legit responsible with her social media.
You know your kids, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas Aria probably going to post some shit that's like, all right, man, listen, man. You listen to my podcast too much and you're only 6. Don't post that.
That's funny as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? I have to put a cap on her. Like, but Malia, I feel like I can trust her a little more. Like, she's going to be very – she's a lot more responsible at her young age than a lot of kids are at her age, I feel like.
How old for socials for your kids? Your kids, Chris?
You can have social media as early as you're interested in it, because I think proper education, you know what I'm saying, that can lead to somewhere genius. Because if you tell them that it's not just to, like, waste time and scroll and click shit and explain that it's a way you can benefit from it, if they take it on from that perspective, man, kids have been doing amazing things on social media platforms. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think if you're trying to be somebody that's stunting that early, you don't know what you're blocking. So yeah. I think it's more of a question of when they get social media privacy. Because if you got an account, I'm damn sure going to be logged in too, nigga.
Right.
Whatever DMs you get, I'm getting.
I think too, like, for kids too, like social media and YouTube and all that shit, like, it's very similar to things we wanted to do as kids. Like, let's say, like I can't speak for you, but three of us sitting here as Haitian kids, we wanted to play basketball and play football and shit, but our parents were like, no, fuck that. They didn't let us do it. Like, God only knows where we could have been with it. Not saying we could have been all pros, but you just don't know, because your parents, that wasn't something that they knew about. So for me, like, for so many, I kept telling my no to Malia, who wanted to start the YouTube page, and she was 3. So now, the other day I went through her iPad, she has all these videos of these toys that we've bought her. She does reviews on toys, and she does these reviews on videos, and she's big on ballet. She wins so many awards for performing ballet. And she had this ballet video. I'm like, yo, maybe I stunted her growth. Maybe I stopped something that could have been huge. You know what I'm saying? All because I'm like, yo, you're too young for YouTube. No, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, like, if they're interested in it, allow them to do it, and then just have parental controls. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know your kid.
You got to be completely tapped in.
Yeah, just be tapped in.
To the fullest. Like, there shouldn't be even a click that you don't know about.
And she told me, she like, so she knows her vocals are on the podcast to start the podcast. Because she hears me listen to her. She knows about the podcast. She sees me watching on YouTube. So she'll go, she says, hey, Daddy, I want to do my own podcast. And she says, Uncle Ben can engineer, but Uncle Chris and Uncle Plus and you can't be there. Because you guys are too crazy for me. But Uncle Ben could be there because he's more quiet. And I know he does the buttons. That's how she talks to me. Like, she's 7 years old. She talks to me just like that. She's like, yeah, you know how I do the intro? I can do my own podcast. I'll get my uncle. I'll get my cousin Michael to be on there with me. Or he can come every now and then. And Uncle Ben can do the buttons for us. It's like, she remembered him recording her doing that.
It's a gold mine, bro.
Yeah, listen to your kids, bro. They know what's going on.
It's a gold mine, bro.
They know what's going on, bro.
You're fucking with a gold mine.
Oh, don't worry. Listen. Nigga, I got some shit in the works.
Eli is on TikTok right now, and that boy get likes.
Nigga, I saw Eli on tour, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Doing an amazing job on stage in front of 15,000 people. Like, no, like, this is literally this nigga Eli.
He just asked me to do a YouTube page.
Bad. Minus.
I'm going to let him do a damn YouTube page.
Let him, dog. And he's well-spoken. He know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
My oldest son's got one already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think the biggest mistake we can make as parents is doing the same mistake our parents did with us. Like, yeah. There's somewhere we probably don't remember that we brought an idea to them, they shat on us, and we don't know where it could have gotten us today. Like, your kids say something or you see something, let them do it, man. Like, we got phones, we got technology.
The thing is,
go for it.
Internet's a scary motherfucking place, man.
That's
where the parental control that Chris was talking about comes into play.
That's why you gotta be tapped in, because there's some creeps, there's some weirdos, but at the end of the day, I mean, we living in 2020, y'all. It's
we
creeps
send them to school. We don't know if the teachers are not
walking around
weirdos.
Amongst us.
Yeah, tap in, nigga.
In plain clothes.
Oh, shit.
They not wearing hats that say I'm a creep.
That's a fact.
I'm a creep. Yeah.
It's just creeps all around me.
It's just, another Facebook scenario. I love when I find the ratchets. This says, is he wrong? Yes or no? So my wife and I have been together for 4 years. We have a child together, and she has two from her last marriage. She asked me to adopt her two children. I haven't given her an answer, but I'm more toward the nay side. If we split, I just want to move on and parent my child. I would be legally responsible for the other two, and I don't want that. Am I wrong for feeling this way?
No, you're not, because Plus said, you can't tell nobody they wrong for how they feel. So you can feel however you want, but whether that's going to be conducive to your relationship.
Oh, his marriage is over. Is he fucking the same?
You could kiss that shit goodbye.
I was going to say, because I don't know how you get a woman to say yes to you for a proposal where you're not all in on the situation that happens with you.
Yeah.
So what this screams to me is, without asking one of those hypothetical Chris questions that he would ask Plus.
Thank you.
What I'm going to take from this is that you're in this situation only because the actual father of said kids are not involved.
He's not there. So it's easy.
Because if he's involved, he's fighting this shit to where it's like, nah, nigga, like nah, I'm actual being a parent, so I don't need you to do that.
No one's letting their kids get adopted.
Correct. So if this said guy is not involved, then yes, it presents an opportunity where the mother is like, yo, like, this nigga's not involved. Like, I'm a package deal. This is what comes with me. Like, if you're willing to marry this woman, and be one with this woman, why would you not want that situation? Knowing that she had those kids may not have a father.
But also, it says here that he's also thinking about divorce already.
That was my next point.
You almost caught a damn stroke.
Yes, because I don't know if you guys remember. Remember the Kobe Bryant, when Kobe Bryant and the Vanessa thing happened? When Kobe Bryant proposed to Vanessa, the biggest thing that hit the news was, we were younger, but I'll never forget, was the fact that he didn't want her to sign a prenup and that the parents were against the marriage and the fact that he cared nothing about a prenup. So that brings me back to this. It's like, it's almost like with that, like when you don't, when you have all this money, you marry a woman or whatever, and you ask her for a prenup, their argument is you're already thinking of the negative. You're already thinking of divorce. You know what I'm saying? So if you're about to marry a woman who has two kids that are not yours, you have a kid with her, and you're thinking about, hey, if we don't end up working out and I decide to take ownership of these children legally on paper, then they're all going to always be my responsibility. You're realistically thinking of a negative outcome.
Yeah, true indeed. But we also live in a world where now most marriages end in divorce. He could just be a mathematician. You know, he could just be somebody who believes in common sense.
You could be, but good luck getting said woman to say yes to you.
True indeed.
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say, your key word there was common sense. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, good yes to getting that woman.
Men and women don't have the same common sense.
If her baby daddy's involved in the kid's life, that's something you're not going to have to worry about because he ain't letting that shit happen.
But yeah, but like, what the fuck is her deal? Why do I have to adopt him? Why we just can't live here? What the fuck is your deal?
It may not be just about just you having to adopt him, but like, let's say you got into the kid's life when the kid was 4. You guys got married, the two kids, the kid was 4 and 5, and then you guys got married, the kids are now 8 and 9 or 10 years old. They identify you as daddy. They don't know anything about their actual father.
You claimed them on your taxes, dad, didn't you?
You claimed them on taxes. You're in this house because of the tax money you get every year for having them. Like, you're daddy. They literally call you daddy. Why? You've raised them. They go by your principles already. Like, why would you not want them anyways?
But why? If I'm doing all that, why are you putting adoption papers on me? For what?
I don't think that it's adoption papers. I just think it's just you literally claiming them as kid. Or then, yeah, you would have to adopt them. Then, yeah, you're right. So, yeah, you would have to adopt them.
Shit, I mean, what the fuck? Like, they can keep their deadbeat.
Because my other question would be like, I'd be like, all right, so if they're my kids, like, all right, let's change their last name. If you really bought this shit, let's change their last name. They ain't going to get my last name.
Because that's, for me, that's the only way I would see that happen, is if I wanted to just
be all in.
If I wanted to look really, really cool and give this shit blanket last names.
Yeah. So then you then physically you'd have to adopt them, which would make it easier if the guy is not involved.
Yeah, but
that's the only way I see that happening.
Yeah,
but you
can't tell the lady no. Fuck that. I'll be a part of their life as far as we together. But what if we break up? Like, no. Nah, good luck, my nigga. Good fucking luck.
I think a drunk might even argue with you.
Huh?
I think a drunk might even.
You're not winning that. You're not winning that. Like, there's no way. No way.
I don't pay for that nigga kids, bro.
Why does his name have to be Daryl?
Daryl, I feel like Daryl's appropriate.
No, that's a pure name for that guy. Daryl's that guy.
Ben, is he wrong for feeling this way?
For not wanting to have the children if they're not his?
No, see, that's how I know you don't listen to me. Oh, you're scrolling. Son of a bitch. That's right, no. You have nothing to say to me, fucking birthday bitch. So my wife and I have been together for 4 years. We have a child together, and she has 2 from her last marriage. She asked me to adopt her 2 children. I haven't given her an answer, but I'm more towards the nay side. If we split, I just want to move on and parent my child. I would be legally responsible for the other 2, and I don't want that. Am I wrong for feeling this way?
So, and they're planning on getting married.
Already married, 4 years. Married. Nah, man. They're already married 4 years, and then this is another step she wants to take.
I mean, you've already come forward, I mean, in whatever religion that you recognize and before your family and before the state that you want to build a life with this person. I think you have to take those add-ons. You have to take the add-ons.
Jesus Christ.
I think you do, because if you want her, I mean, inherently you have to take everything on that, I mean, is
Jesus
going on in
Christ,
her life.
That sucks, cock. So then, is that true, though? Like, if you fuck around and adopt this woman's kids, and then she divorced, oh, well, I mean, I guess, yeah, then they're your fucking kids, too. Bro, nothing has to be worse than paying child support for somebody else's kids.
Now, if I want to give you the NWO answer.
Nothing has to feel stupider than
the
that.
Nigga answer, me personally, as Benny, I'm not doing that. I'm not signing off on any of it. I am not doing it.
But that's what I'm saying, like, that's what causes this cause for pause. Like, he's thinking, if shit don't work out and I sign over these kids and we don't work out, now I have to pay child support for two kids that are technically not mine. Right. That's what he's thinking. You don't know that going in.
And the thing is, like,
you don't know that.
Numbers say that more than likely your marriage will end in divorce.
Based on the merit, based on numbers.
So if we talk about a numbers game here, like,
When you get engaged, the first thing they're going to say to you is, hey, man, congratulations on the plunge, but you're going into territory where the numbers don't work in your favor.
Man, it's really
unfair. Behind the goddamn eight ball, nigga.
It's really unfair for her to ask for divorce right now. Like that. I mean, it's really unfair for me to ask for adoption. It's really unfair. Why would you ask me that?
Which most people don't do it. It's usually like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't do it. Like, there's plenty of people who are married and how many people that you know have had a kid before getting married to their actual partner? Many.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
life.
What I'm saying? But there's a lot of people who don't adopt that kid. You know what I'm saying? So this option is not one that a lot of people deal with. But if you are going that route where your woman wants you to adopt the child, it's kind of hard to, I don't know how the guy finagles that if she really wants that. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna ruin it.
Unless he's like, fuck it, yeah. Like, yeah, man, I'm fucking Aladdin. Like, you're my fucking Jasmine, and we're gonna ride this magic carpet, and we're good. But I mean,
he's trying to avoid that shit at all costs. Accountability is what you should take, because in giving her a ring and committing your life to her, that's what you did, Playboy.
There you go, fuck them kids, bro.
There you go.
Fuck them.
But I mean,
kids.
I think it's like I say, if the guy's not involved, it's gonna be weird.
Yeah, bro, come get your kids. Like, don't let me adopt these motherfuckers, bro. Come stand up for yourself, bro. Come stand up for your last name, bro. Show up in court, bro. Please. Please show up in court, bro. Please, bro.
Please.
Come on, bro. Pull up in court, bro. Fight for your family, bro.
I prefer the nigga don't show up.
The fuck?
I don't like the confusion. I don't like any of that shit.
They get smooth.
I'd rather the guy be a deadbeat. Like, if the mom's like, hey, man, be this kid's father. If I'm in love with you, fuck it. Fuck it.
Man, you mean to tell me that there's going to be...
Because it's going to take me 11 years to propose to you anyway, so the kid's going to be closer to 18 anyway, so fuck it.
I'm like, not totally close to a guy coming to get this extra kid every Sunday. I don't mind, okay? If he wants to contribute $400 to this house every month, I don't mind.
Not when I got Chris Benton plus.
I don't mind.
Not when I got Chris Benton plus his babysitters.
Okay. I don't fucking mind at all.
Hey, babe, we got a guaranteed babysitter 3 weeks out of the month. Guaranteed.
I don't mind the baby daddy.
Fucking plus don't fucking go on tour every fucking weekend. They could spare 1 weekend for me, right? Fuck that.
I don't know.
Homeboys here. Yo, I really need a weekend, fellas. They ain't going to tell me no.
I don't have an issue with children. Children respect me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When do you have time to babysit?
Man. You know what? My mornings are pretty free. Mm. what do comedians do in the morning?
If you know your friends, you know when they free. A Tuesday morning and Plus is in town, the nigga's free. He's free.
What am I doing on Tuesday
morning? The episode dropped.
Video games.
He's playing Apex. We don't need much. Hey, man, just make sure she eats a cheeseburger. I got you.
Why are you hell-bent on scratching the label off?
Because
the camera is watching you, bro.
ADD, that's why. It's called ADD.
But no, I understand if you're going to sit there and go like this.
Scratching it up high.
Chris, you know how, this is why I want to go, that's why I go on Twitter. I be like, fuck y'all horoscopes and shit. Shit's bullshit. Because if you really want to do a case study on the shit, watch the episode of NWO and watch two cancers sitting next to each other. It's two different behaviors. None of them are the same. They're two of these guys are not the same. They're not. Like, he's literally lighting a bottle on fire, and Benson is Benson.
Lighting a bottle on fire.
He's playing with mechanical shit.
Playing snake.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck y'all and y'all fucking horoscopes. Sorry, Plus. I didn't mean to go off a tangent.
Oh, no, please, by all means. We have absolutely nothing else. So go crazy. Okay?
Sorry. Oh, good shit.
Hold on, wait. We have. Okay, let's go to Ask a Real Nigga. Okay. Before we go to Ask a Real Nigga. Damn. Take it easy.
No. Go ahead.
I just want to talk about the place where you can get the best vegan food in the world. That's all I wanted to do.
Okay. Go ahead. Cook, nigga.
What the fuck?
Oh, nigga. What'd you.
That's, no, that's fast, man. But if you had no idea, let me remind you. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. What's going on, guys?
Wait, wait, no, my bad, I was, my bad.
Is it 954-241-7402?
Yes.
No way! No way!
Hey, I gotta give you a call. I don't gotta pull this shit up no more.
No way. That's not the
Wow, bro, I'm impressed. Look,
no
this,
way.
This was the problem.
It's 954-241-7402.
Wow.
No way!
No, nigga, you,
what
that's
is it?
The phone number.
What stop throwing
it. 954-241-7402.
Cook, nigga.
That's crazy. I didn't quite hear you. My microphone.
No, he's cooking, bro.
That's
like
insane.
He keeps throwing alley-oops. You don't need to throw alley-oops. Go ahead, cook, nigga.
I know it by heart.
Yes.
Come to the freaking Trap House, people. You know what it is. New menu on the gram every day. Delight Juice Bar. Come look at us. Fresh food. Good food for your mind, body, and spirit.
Sea moss, too.
Sea moss, too. Oh, he got the big buck. He got the big bag of sea moss too. You re-up every day. Mm-hmm. what you got, like a scuba diver? Like, who's doing this for you?
Yeah, dude. A couple scuba divers.
You know how many people be like, yo, like, I know your homeboy. Like they see a picture of him somewhere. Like, yo, I know him.
Pause.
Based off of the rest of this guy. God. Okay, I got to pause everything with this guy. My bad. But yeah, like plus him, man. Pull up, man. 954-241-7402.
That's crazy. I'm curious as to how niggas are getting sea moss. Are they going down there and cutting it themselves?
I mean, it grows in like certain areas that it wash up on the
certain places.
You got to swim down and pick it.
You see, I'm thinking about like Little Mermaid, where like sea moss was like way down there.
Nah, so it's deep down there now. You go down there and get some deep down there.
You come to Vegetarian Delight?
Nigga not going, like, obviously you can't go past human limits, but.
Best vegan food, sea moss.
Be pretty deep
come get there. Your Grubster's comics. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, come through and shop. Get a Grubster's comic volume.
I'm with NWO podcast.
Gang shit.
Gang shit. Now, we can do Ask a Real Nigga.
It's so high right now.
I'm so high.
Happy birthday, Puss and Bear.
I'm so high.
Can we get the song of the week? Can we get song of the week?
We can do that.
Let's do that. The Rick Ross version.
You just might be the sexiest thing off in the club.
Off in the club.
And I'm just trying
so damn to get you home, to get you home.
So why we play these silly games? Girl, we both grown. I'm so addicted to you, girl. You got me gone.
And I'm so high.
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 What your name is?
Lisa Carrie Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ.
Beautiful music. Mm. Beautiful Dade like, County music.
It felt like you were on a Nimbus cloud.
Just
to this day.
They made you float.
That was amazing.
I gave no shits about my body.
Your knees.
My knees.
Nigga, I had a leg day yesterday. Oh, I'm finished.
They kind of music, nigga.
My legs look ridiculous.
I love that, though.
Compared to the rest of my body, my legs look fucking stupid.
You do jump rope?
My legs look fucking stupid.
You do jump rope?
You got them jiggle legs.
You
got the jiggle legs.
You don't jump rope?
No.
No, he got the jiggle legs. You don't know the jiggle legs? Where the legs are smaller than the rest of your body because you jig so damn hard your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really need to start doing calf and thigh shit.
Jump rope, bro.
Is that what it is, jump rope?
I do. On my warm ups, I do 400 jump ropes. Before I do the basketball dribbling shit.
400 things.
400 jump ropes.
Sheesh.
And then I do 50 on each, like one on each foot.
You really bought this fucking shit, bro.
Bro, man, I tell
you. He be hazing himself.
When we meet Michael Jordan, that nigga's dead,
all right,
bro.
All right. You got it. Yeah. You're right. So.
When we meet Michael, God, please, Father. Help me make this happen.
Oh, I love nothing more.
Help me.
Humble this vegan nigga, though.
I would post this video everywhere.
Oh, my gosh, though.
Of this black on black crime. It's going
to be a beautiful video.
Of this black on black crime.
Beautiful crime, nigga.
When I fuck this old man up, it's going to be amazing.
When Mike tall ass do the spin move and the fadeaway.
I just want Mike to
17
say,
times in a
I
row.
I just want Mike to say, all right, nigga, now go eat your fucking sea moss. That's all. Because he's going to say it. He's disrespectful. He
when Mike elbow this nigga in the face.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm with all that shit. Just know.
Oh, my God.
Get this fucking Marley out of here.
Michael Jeffrey.
Give me lit.
That one.
Michael Jefferson Jordan? Nigga, you sick. Ben, drop the music on this nigga.
Hey, 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 hit him with the ass. Oh, real nigga.
Nigga.
The time is so beautiful. Nigga. Bitch, you better ride with a nigga, ride with your boy, slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ass. Oh, real nigga.
Nigga. Niggas. We some niggas.
You want a real nigga? Nigga. Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy.
Nigga.
Like a gun.
Nigga.
Trigger.
Nigga.
Trigger.
Nigga.
Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, you big, I'm bigger.
Nigga.
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 No, I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga.
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 About to roll a spliffer.
Nigga.
With my
nigga.
Nigga. Chris.
Nigga.
Hey,
both of nigga.
All right, okay. Doing the dance. All right, doing the dance.
Nigga.
Under dance thing, you know, doing this. Okay. Having a good time when I'm doing this. We have what we have here is, we have what we have. What we have here is.
He's catching himself.
Got you. We have a real nigga amendment. Remember last, well, whatever episode that was, Ben? That was a joke. We had this nigga who could only come by getting jacked off.
Yes.
And she was saying how hand job bothers. Nah, man, that nigga jack his own dick by himself. I just go take a shower.
Jesus.
So essentially, this nigga wasn't somebody who needed to be jacked off to come. He was someone who can only jack off himself to come.
Oh, ho, brother. Ho, whoa, 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 whoa.
I just want to say.
A fucking monster.
I just want to say that the woman sending the DM is a very attractive woman, guys. So, like I said, fellas, this guy is a weirdo. You niggas need to stop being weird.
That's a whole different ball
game. That's a different conversation, though.
Like, that's a whole different ball game, fam.
So, can you...
She's not even in the room, and you still
she walks out like, yo, he didn't got to get his shit off.
You already just had sex, and you still need to...
That's protection language, nigga. She understands he needs that, so by protecting him, she walks out and lets that nigga do his thing.
That's fucking weird, bro.
She need that's to know what she's protecting.
It's fucking weird.
It's weird.
She better need to protect herself and never come back. That's what she need to do. That's the protection. Saying,
that's how
never
you protect
go,
yourself.
Yeah. Run, never come
don't
back.
Look back.
Run.
Let these let us real niggas tell you, that is not normal, sweetheart.
I'm. You know what? I'm. Nobody died and made me the judge of normal.
Oh, of course not.
Right? But at the end of the day.
The nigga don't believe in aliens.
I could. So what? What does that got to do with right now?
Keep saying. Keep cooking.
I'm just like, see, just threw me off because now I want to talk about aliens.
No, no, it's okay. Jackoff, if your niggas a jackoff jack off artist, like Plus likes to call them,
Jackoff,
get away from Jackoff.
He's a jack off jackass.
Get the fuck away from that guy. He's a weirdo. I'm not letting that good pussy go to waste.
That's a nigga.
Are you kidding me?
Who has punished himself extensively,
beyond repair?
But how you let that good pussy go to waste?
Because
he's a fucking sociopath.
He has made. He has touched himself so
many
times.
How did he avoid carpal tunnel?
Oh,
that's a lot of
his wrist.
That's a lot of work, son.
His wrist is fucked up. Nick can't play drums.
Well, the thing is, you know, his people, slave masters. You know, their hands used to hold the whips. So generationally, the fingers are used to the cylindrical.
It lets me know he's a cracker.
He's of a different
variety. He got to be a cracker. He's a cracker.
I just tried to assign this theory. You see me?
No, no, no.
You see me?
Blew his mind. He's off. That nigga mind is blown right now. Nigga said, oh.
Because the whip is shaped like a dick.
Okay. There you go. The whip is shaped like a dick. I wish I could make that a title.
You've been holding this dick all your life.
All your life. Nigga, you've been holding the whip.
You've been checking You've been checking off on my ancestors.
Fucking
Whoa, brother.
I was going too far.
No, that's fine. No, you're fine.
If you wanted to go far, that was it.
That was good. That's a good time to go far. That's a good reach.
Leave it there, though. Don't go no further than that, please. Please don't go any further.
That is funny.
I just like, I'm going to, one day, I'm going to have to pay for all these. These episodes, one by one.
No, you're the only one. Like, there's some way, somehow, I'm going to have to pay for this shit.
We're going to pay for it.
You don't see that shit happening.
You know how many times I get a tweet that says to me, man, you sound real different on Storm Shirts than you do on NWO. So, hey, you listen to that too? you listen to NWO? Oh, man.
It's mad people that come here and like, yo, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, word.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I just know one day I'm going to get a really sweet gig on Christian radio. Oh. a really beautiful, well-paying gig.
I see it now. Kirk Friendly is going to DM him asking this nigga for a jingle. And then right when the jingle released, some girl.
You working with this nigga?
Oh, my God. Did you hear him on episode 17?
What he said about Jesus?
The title of the episode is "Your Dick Is a Conundrum." Like,
I have said some things about the Lord on this podcast.
Oh my God, you said so many things. As a former choir director, this guy has said so many fucking things.
You've gone there,
but you know what? Right now they're getting Christians out the paint on Twitter right now. So maybe Plus is onto something.
I mean, nigga, technically, if they're getting Christians out the paint, then the Bible was onto something.
The Bible was onto something.
That's stupid.
Hey, if they're really getting Christians to fuck out of here,
they are.
Can we do that?
Which one?
The Bible was onto something.
Listen, I don't know, man. Because I'm scared he's going to get a fucking biblical request. And they're going to go straight to this episode.
The great title is that the Bible was onto something. No, I'm saying is if people really are trying to persecute Christians right now, then they're absolutely right. The book said this would happen. Still though, as far as the end of the world is looking, the Bible's still like.
No, for sure.
They're still nailing it.
No, no.
Disease.
I'm waiting for some horsemen. Other than that,
they here, nigga.
Funny as hell.
I'm waiting for fucking horns and shit.
Famine, disease, pestilence.
Nah, they was on to some stuff, bro.
They here.
They call that nigga a jack off artist, dog. I think that's when Chris hit the ground.
That was funny as fuck.
Oh, we was cooking that episode.
When them t-shirts drop. That's going to be fun. Right.
Let us make more. I'm sorry.
Free to merch. Free to merch.
It's the alcohol. I wasn't supposed to say it like that. It just came out like a toddler. Let us make more. I mean, the cue has to be in.
I want to make that a title so bad just because of that. Ben, can you clip that? Let us make more.
Let us make more.
So random.
Rick, what are your final thoughts, bitch?
Oh, shit. Let us make more.
Ben, what are your final thoughts?
Please make sure to go to the NWO website www.nwopod.com. We have a ton of merch available for each and everybody. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube page, and thank you so much for listening to us, even despite everything that's going on right now. We're here to continue to entertain you, and we thank you so much for coming back.
Christabel, final thoughts?
Shout out to the Nigga Navy. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting. I think now more than ever is the time to share the podcast. If you want to give somebody that you know a good laugh, you know, a lot of us have been cooped up, kind of going stir crazy. Send them one of your favorite episodes, create a conversation, you know what I'm saying? And also check out our YouTube page. Subscribe and share that as well, because the more subscribers we get on there, the more content we'll be able to provide for you guys.
Richard? Gang.
Yes, just remember, listen to the NWO podcast, and you could also stream us on every single platform that's available. Subscribe to us on our YouTube and subscribe to our Patreon, NWO podcast.
Is that everybody?
You,
yeah.
Nigga?
Yeah.
And Ben, you gave your final thoughts?
Yeah, I gave mine.
So, Plus, give your final thoughts.
Hey, wear a condom so you don't have to abandon your children. Or wear a condom and still abandon your children. It's your choice. Do what you want, bro. Fuck them kids. Ben, what's the song of the week?
This week's song of the week is I'm So High, Grind Mode featuring Rick Ross.
Thank you for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
But it's a Nokia version.
Yeah, no.
We can't do that.
We can't do this.
We can't do that.
We can't do that.
It was our refuse.
It's because Ricky requested this backyard. All right, version.
So fuck the regular version. Play the regular. Play the regular, whatever. But that, I will not do that to the nigga Navy. We will not do that to the nigga Navy. Nigga says a Nokia version. What was that, nigga? I feel like I was on somebody's MySpace page.
No, definitely.
Nah, that's not happening.
All right, big go ahead, do over.
This week's song of the week.
Ah, Manly, Manly, Manly
podcast. Manly. The second time. Peace.
This shit is so well mixed.
Oh my gosh, beautiful music. Cost me my knees.
You just might be the sexiest thing up in the club.
Say that's my dog. Say that's my dog. If you can't put your dog, put your dog out. If you can't put your dog, put your dog out. Say that's my dog. Say that's my dog. We gon' jump with you, jump with you, jump with you, jump with you, jump, jump, slide, slide, slide. Now ride, ride, ride. Now jump. Hey.
What you name me, Lisa Kelly, Mary Sue. And what you gave me,
blame me, I'm playing you.
And what you frame me,
36, 24, 42.
And can you blame
me for wanting to get with you?
Girl, you know without a doubt
that you got me so sprung out. And I'm sitting in the club, love the way you work it out. I'm just sipping on my drink and been popping on my head.
I'm just thinking of your sex.
Every time I'm in the club,
you can get just what you like.
Drink,
tell me what drink to buy.
Try to take me home, maybe we can get down.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You just might be the sexiest thing off in the club.
Off in the club.
And I'm just trying.
Get you home.
So while we play these silly
games,
we both grow.
We both grow.
So addicted to you.
So addicted to you. So addicted to you.
So
high. I'm so high.
I'm so high. I'm so high.
I'm so high.
Here we go, jump.
I done seen them tall.
The
weight ain't even the fact that I take them heavy up. Big bone.
Don't matter about that.
No,
I'm stress free.
Ain't
matter
about that.
Yo,
as a matter of fact,
dance flow.
Dance flow.
Dance flow.
That I need to know.
Hey. I need to know. Up in the club. You in the club, babe.
I'm just trying.
Hey. 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 Hey, 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 hey.
So why we play these silly hey. Games,
girl? We hey, hey,
oh, I'm so hey. Addicted to you, girl. You got me hooked, and I'm so
hey. Hey, hey. Are you opposed hey. To just playing the way I feel right now?
Hey.
Ecstasy?
Hello, Tonton.
Hey. You know, we have some time. Hey. We only 140 right. in.
Just, hey.
If
hey.
You don't want to hear hey. Chick music, you can just leave.
Sugar.
He's jugging. Can you stop me,
Jug?
You and me rocking.
Still get to the beat.
Gorilla Tech.
Niggas thought we was done.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ah.
It's about damn time. Y'all check my time. Respect my mind. We've been putting it down for a while. 95 trying to steal our sound. Big D, straight neck. Matter of fact, let me get a face check. Yep, just like that. Speed it up, slow it down. Bring the bitch back. Bring the bitch back. Bring the bitch back.
All right, fuck it. You guys have a great night, okay? Fuck these people. What are they doing?
Shoot! NWO Podcast.
Bitches.